Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Anchored Ascension Podcast. I'm your host, Marisa, and today's episode is going to be a collective reading of the energy centers, aka the chakras, for this Anchored Ascension community. And so before I hit play, I was reading down all of the energy centers of all of the collective that are here that will be celebrating in listening into this episode. And so this is a sacred session. I set up sacred space. I, you know, really set the intention for the clearest messages, clearest guidance, and for support to come in for the highest and purest good for all involved. And actually, I got the message that this will be a shadow work reading. So it trigger warning, you might be receiving something in this reading that triggers or awakens or shakes something within you. And that's what it's meant to do. It's supposed to shake something loose. It's supposed to wake something up. It's supposed to let you know that there's something still deep within. And if you resonate with it, or if it caught your attention, right, it means that there is still some type of vibrational connection that you have within. And that's how you know when you listen and you feel something, that it's an attraction, right? It's magnetism. It is still something that is residing within that wants to maybe be freed, maybe be released, maybe be looked at, maybe be understood a little bit more deeper. And we can always do a one-on-one session since these are, you know, a collective reading, but for the most part, there may be a symbol, there may be a vision, there may be a feeling that you start to get from what I'm saying, what I'm speaking about, what I'm channeling in these transmissions that are from the energy centers, the chakras, and the auric field. So there are sometimes emotions, energy, thoughts, thought forms, loops that are stagnant and stuck and trapped as imprints, wounds, trauma within the field. And so it's my job as a healer to support and hold the space for all of that. And I receive that through my clairs, so my gifts, my psychic and intuitive gifts. And even if we feel like it hasn't been on the surface lately, it's still, and again, if you resonate with it and you feel into it, and you feel something from it, it's still within your field. So that means that there is something still stuck or trapped there, right? And working with our meridians, working with the channels, these energetic highways that connect in with the organs, the chakras are those energy centers, those transmitters and receivers of all of it. So when we start to work energetically in with these communication centers, right, the chakras, when we start to allow the space to be opened up, right, so that we can take a deeper look, right, shadow work, internal work, inner work, right, the inner healer, you becoming, it's taking that deeper look to open up, right, breaking through, shattering those heartbreaking moments, right, all of those things, so that we can see what's deeper within, so that we can start to turn those chakras and spin them in the right direction, so that we can start to turn on that releasing, that forgiveness, the acceptance, the acknowledgments, the freedom that needs to happen. And then that in turn opens up these meridians, okay, that are connected with the channels and the field, right? Your all of your mental, emotional, physical, etheric, causal, spiritual bodies of that make up your field. And it all really connects in deeply with the heart electromagnetic field. So you may feel lots of sensation, tingling, vibration, warmth, coldness, air, clearing within your heart space, because that's where it's all forming, so that it can go into that toroidal field, that electromagnetic field. It can bring out those deeply held energies and emotions, right? And this in turn will help the physical body ascension. This will help the physical organs help to clear out that maybe heavier, dense matter that has now been there for so long that now it's created like physical pain, physical suffering, physical aches, physical dis-ease or illness. So this is why we work with all of it all at once in an energy reading. And this is why energy readings are so important, because it does help on a physical level. I was going to pull cards, but I was like, you know what? It doesn't make sense because I'm doing this for the podcast. But I did pull in, and I just had these beautiful babies sinking in with Gaia outside and the sunlight. So I have my hematite pyramid, and I have my rose quartz crystal. And I really felt like the animal kingdom was present. So there may be animals that come up in this session, but I'm just going to go over and read through what I pulled in. And we're going to start at the crown chakra. So immediately when I started to pull in the crown chakra is that I felt in my heart this like block. So like I was immediately drawn to my heart and felt this block. It was like this heavy block, and it was almost like something was being placed on my heart space immediately when I tuned into the crown chakra. I heard that your heart is disconnected from your thoughts and thinking, and I feel as though you may be suffering from headaches and pain in your neck, especially on the left side. And this is a clue to you being too much in your head or not in your heart when it comes to making decisions, or not seeing from all points, perspectives, and in all directions, right? Seeing things in all different directions. And invoking owl medicine, inviting your higher self in to reflect and weigh in on the thoughts, the choices, the decisions, so that you can see them from a higher vantage point, right? Eagle vision, eagle wisdom, right? Seeing things from a higher perspective, not staying low in that lower self, the human perspective, because the human perspective is going to go towards the negative, okay? It's just a negative bias that our brains have been wired to take on and to have go against, right? The positive outcomes or the positive choice in this situation. So really working here with your crown chakra and connecting it with your heart, okay? So not so much using your head for thinking, just using that to dial in and connect in with that channel, like dropping in, taking the elevator down into your heart space, if you can imagine it that way, and really asking your heart, right, breathing into your heart space, the questions, or sending your thoughts down into your heart space so that they can be transmuted, so that they can be organized in a fashion that relates with compassion, with love, with acceptance, with forgiveness, all of those energies and emotions that can resolve and neutralize whatever it is. So then I pulled your third eye in, your third eye came up, and I felt this pressure and consistent pushing of yourself, trying so hard and making yourself tired, burnt out, the candle lit at both ends type of feeling, unable to see a certain situation with clarity. This is like for a relationship with some of you, but, and it's creating codependency. So there's an inauthentic expression of attachment being created. So the message here and the guidance was to come back to yourself and practice self-care and compassion, loving all parts of you. They said about doing some mirror work, practicing looking at yourself and noticing what parts of you are unable to be with or look at. And that's where you can start. That is where you can begin at with this practice of relating and coming back to the self, right? Noticing when you're becoming too energetically, emotionally attached to someone, creating or an experience or a place, creating an inauthentic expression of attachment. We want to create a natural, loving bond, an attachment that allows ourselves to free ourselves of that person, place, or thing, that relationship, because we know we have it already within us, okay? We have within us what we need, okay? There is no looking outside of ourselves for what we need. It's already within. And when we have it within, we don't go searching to find it in the external environment, because we already are grounded in knowing what we have inside is going to be enough, right? Knowing that we are enough already, okay? Then I pulled in the throat chakra, and immediately, like, I saw a lion's mane. So maybe some of you are working with strength in this energy center lately. Maybe there is a need to speak up about something. Maybe for some of you, this is what you need to make that breakthrough, to get that promotion, that new job you've been seeking, or that abundance of money rolling in your business. There's something here in your throat, though, that is tied to wealth and old wounds. So something very much patriarchy and having to do with the masculine. So working with your masculine, working with the Akashic records or past life healing regression work is needed. You know, it's something here has stopped you from taking control of the situation you are currently in financially. There's like too much spending, or there's a feeling of lack and scarcity. So it's creating this confusion within you. So there are multiple layers to this. So really working in with your throat chakra and that, how it ties to your abundance of financial stability and wealth, okay, or lack and scarcity, right? That's coming up. You have all of these, it feels like money's coming to you in from all different places, right? It's coming in and it's freeing up your ability to be creative, to speak fluently and be authentic and share your visions with others. And that's important, but also we need to really clear what's still in the field, what's still in the emotional body and the mental body that's trapped there from lifetimes, okay, in lifetimes. And yeah, that's what came through for your throat chakra. So let's move on to the heart chakra. So the heart chakra, when it came up, it was like, when we cannot see the path forward, we are only looking through our eyes, one mind perception. What are you not looking at from the heart space? How are you not seeing you are the one who has placed you in this situation, this experience or indifference with life you're in? Maybe it's time to really step inside and internally listen to the words your heart has been saying. For a long time, you've listened and followed the rhythm of those around you or those on the internet, but that is not who you are, and you are your own creation. Start thinking outside of the box and allowing your part in this evolution to be what it needs. We need more people like you who care in the office, in the store, or just passing by. Like they were talking about bringing the spiritual more into your life, right? Not only being spiritual when you read things or see things on the internet or when you're creating things, you know, stepping into the spiritual space, but bringing your spiritual evolution, the you who has been evolving, into each situation, every experience. So maybe this is with your kids at home and you notice that, you know, you want to get them more out in nature, you want to get them more in tune with Gaia, you want to get them more grounded, and you want to open up their creative abilities and stimulate and activate the creator within them. You know, this is taking them in new places, new experiences, getting their eyes open to seeing a wider perspective of life so that they can be more creative, getting their eyes from that they've been focused in on, maybe too much technology, maybe just seeing, you know, and being in a stagnant, stuck routine for too long. Now they're ready for more growth, okay? So this is one way that you can start bringing the spiritual more into your life daily. And then we have the solar plexus energy that came through for you guys. And the big word they wanted me to put in bold here was worth. W-O-R-T-H. Progress and patience. You are here. You are making it for yourself. They wanted you to acknowledge that. Keep boosting your confidence. Even when certain things remind you of old deeply seated patterns or feelings, keep rewriting. Keep rewiring. Keep acknowledging how strong you are to keep going. You are stronger than you have ever been before because you now Now you are not moving from a space of memory that had you depleted from maintaining resiliency, okay? Now you can move from a space of stability and knowing who you are and your worth of becoming this beautiful person, living a life of beauty and thriving. We talk about resiliency when it comes to well-being and wellness, and that's why I kind of left the holistic world and the coaching world almost completely in that realm of like, okay, you've made it this far, you've gone through so much, you've done this, you've picked yourself back up. But what we tend to forget, and this is where the shadow work comes in, is those scars and those imprints, those scabs that still haven't healed yet fully. They're still there, kept in the emotional, mental, causal, spiritual, etheric bodies, okay? And they have been creating a block and stagnant matter now within the physical. And that's been creating these little sensations of pain or aches that you've been holding, that you've been noticing. And now it's starting to create these ruptures within your thoughts. It's starting to unravel all of this helplessness that you kind of feel. And so this is why it's important to do that work, that we release and free up that old space, that those old memories, just like a computer system. You're creating space, you're freeing up the memory so that you can re-download, so that you can activate, so that you can receive the transmissions, so that you can integrate the new frequencies and vibrations that you want to hold. Not these old vibrations and frequencies of resiliency saying that I'm so strong because I've been through this, right? Sometimes that can go very left and it can go into victim mentality. And we can say, oh, you know, I've been through so much and like, this is why I'm so strong. But that strength sometimes is burnout, okay? It leads to burnout. And it can create within you the need to be on autopilot, like your nervous system on fight flight, right? And then that's when dorsal vagal kicks in. Over so much time being in that fight or flight state, it just shuts down. It depletes itself. It feels depressed. It represses. It disconnects. It dissociates from your internal power source, okay? And that's what your solar plexus is. I'm like taking my fist into my hands. Like I'm really trying to support this movement of taking back your power, taking back your strength and your confidence and courage into this mid part of you, right? The diaphragm muscle, using that muscle to activate your prana, your life force energy, a space that we can breathe into, expanding the side bodies, expanding your physical vessel for presence, right? For meeting presence of now. And all of that freed up memory and all of that space that is going to happen and is happening for you. All right, so let's go into the sacral chakra now. The sacral chakra, I heard messages, so I'm just going to read them. I heard that they said, it is not easy and your guides and angels know this. It can take so much of you day to day just to wake up and keep going. There is so much sadness within this center. Allow yourself to grieve the life once lived or the relationship once had. Allow yourself to feel the feelings that exist and the emotions to arise so that they can be freed completely. They have been holding stagnant energy within this space, taking it up, trauma imprints over lifetimes. But now, it's time for you to just allow you to rise from the ashes. Complete this passage. The dragon energy is rising within you. You will start to feel a lot of passion, intimacy, and self with self and with your partner again and with others. You'll be able to build beautiful communities, thriving communities. You will start to feel the artist come alive again and feel freer than ever before. Just let that settle in. Allow it to settle into your womb state. Allow it to settle into like allowing spirit to descend down in, allowing your higher self and all of that energy to just be guided down through your spine, through your heart, through your chest, through your rib cage, all the way down through your intestines, through down in through your reproductive system, feeling that energy freeing, expanding, be more present with it, just feeling it flow. And then your root chakra, we'll connect in with the root chakra. So they wanted me to remind you that allow happiness to be birthed again. Allow what has held you back from enjoying life fully to make its final return and release it from your field. This feels very much like it's relating to your birthday or a birthday or to the full moon when you will finally know what to do about a certain someone or situation. You finally come to a closure, and this closure has been calling you to awaken for some time. It's time for you to know the person who feels so much and cares so much and not have her or him feel deflated or that that is your weakness. It is a gift, but one you will need to learn how to apply and discern if it is yours and when it is. So, or when it is not, right? And that's the gift of the empath, right? That's the gift of the wounded healer, the wounded warrior. That is the gift of all those who carry this large heart resonance here on earth, the earth angels. It's for you, the inner shaman. It's for you who care so deeply. It's for you who are feeling the call more clearly. It's for you who are feeling the light within is rising. It's for you who are doing this work and who are choosing to continue to keep going. Even when it feels freaking heavy, even when the shit feels like it's so dark and like dense and like going back to the same, same old, right? You know you don't choose to stay in it. You know you keep on choosing to grow from it. You know you keep on asking spirit and working with spirit as spirit in connection, in relationship, to keep on motivating and dedicating and devoting your time and space to something that brings something that means something, that brings purpose, that brings fulfillment, so that you can feel freedom, so that you can be more free in your day-to-day life. That is what's important. I feel that, and I know you feel that. And so this is typically before each session that I do one-on-one, I read your energy, I read your energy centers, I receive messages, clarity, guidance from your field, what's still within. Sometimes I go on shamanic journeys, sometimes I go to the Akashic field, sometimes I just, I see things, right? And we clear them. And so know that within every session you're receiving some type of energy healing. And there's things to walk away with. There's practices, there's tips, there's resources that I offer. There's coaching. There's being with the physical body. And we do channeled etheric touch therapy and, you know, help these energies transform and alchemize. We go over the heart space and talk to the heart space, because that's super important. That is our gateway. That is our cosmic channel of remembrance. And it is the infinite space that we can connect in always, in all ways. So if this reading met you in some place, in some space, in some time, I invite you to just take a moment to go outside and ground yourself or drink lots of water. Take a bath, an Epsom salt bath, sage and Palo Santo, or use incense to clear your space. Decluttering is important right now. Lighting a candle, connecting with the fire for transmutation. Working with the essence of animals. Finding out who your spirit animal is. I have a spirit animal episode. I think it's like one of my first few, because I love taking others on that journey and working with their spirit animals. I had a session the other day and this woman had so many animals come through for her, and it was so beautiful. The moose came through in the field, connecting her back in with playfulness, guidance, with her higher self, the strength and the courage again coming through for her. And then the monkey, I believe, was in her solar plexus, being playful, having fun, playing with her inner child, creating, remembering who she is, holding that confident version of herself that we have when we were kids, knowing that we could be anything that we wanted to, we could dream of, dreaming bigger, right? Dreaming awake and living it. And then the rabbit was in her, I believe, her sacral chakra, so like jumping with the leaps of joy that for the new beginnings that she's going to have, and finding out that she's having a baby, and all of these things was just so exciting in this session. It was so magical, and I really love and am passionate about this work, and I just, you know, it's an experiential work, so it's really about, it's different for everyone. You know, it's not just somatic therapy, it's not just energy healing, it's not just Reiki, it's not just transformative touch, etheric touch, any of that. I work with all of the different allies, the crystals, essential oils, sound healing. We work with all multidimensional aspects. It is metaphysical, it is very physical, very etheric, very spiritual, and it's for everyone. It's very intuitive, and I tailor make the sessions for, you know, who you are and what you want to show up in that session as. And we meet with presence in every session. So, all right, you guys, I am sending you all a big hug right now, because the energy, we're just going to close down sacred space, and I'm going to send all your energy back to you, clearing it from my field, from my energy. And then we're just going to go outside and ground. All right, guys, sending so much love and light.